recording.
I wasn't recording.
Oh. Well, that's your one obligatory kick the pig of the evening.
I only get one.
You only get one pig.
Wait, why do I only get one pig?
Because I only have one good pig in me.
And?
In an evening.
And
you got it.
Because?
Because I said it before you were recording. I said, I'm not even going to say it. Is there a way to say it in a different language? Hold on.
I'm holding on.
Well, Google, I don't think Google can hear me. Okay, Google. No, there's no Google around.
Wait, you know, no, wait, do it now.
Okay, Google. Okay, Google.
No, it's not hearing you.
Okay, I don't know how to do translation anyway. Let's kick this pig.
The Palatial Pride 48 Studios, high atop the universe. It's time for TI Plus to come screaming at you through Tay Interwebs. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever the time of day it is where you are, we're glad you've joined us today. TI Plus is brought to you by the Keene Pumpkin Festival. Next year, the 25th anniversary of the Keene Pumpkin Festival in lovely Keene, New Hampshire. Make sure you get there early and avoid the riots. Don't forget to use the special listener checkout code DI Plus for a spooky discount. Welcome to DI Plus. I am Daniel Brewer, and I am joined by the Pumpkin Festival Free State of Arkansas by the one and only Mr. Adam Burns. Hello, Adam.
I saw that news story. Hi, Daniel.
Hi.
I didn't think it was worthy.
I'm doing great. Thanks for asking.
How are you?
I forgot to say that you can check them out at pumpkinfestival.org is what I meant to say.
And I only read the headline, but that's all I do.
You know, it's on the Trello, and I was going to bring this up. Here's the thing. We have a listener. We have a listener named Travis.
We have one listener?
No, we have a listener from Travis. We have a listener named Travis from New Hampshire.
Okay.
This Travis sends me a message and says, hey, if you're looking for stuff to do, because I was bitching about the farmer's market or whatever. He's like, hey, if you're looking for stuff to do, there's a big pumpkin festival going on in Keene. Now, this was like a week or two ago, like a couple of weeks
ago.
And so I'm just like, oh, wow, there's a pumpkin festival in Keene. And I go and I look at it and it's like they broke the world's record, the Guinness Book of World's Record for the most lit jack-o'-lanterns last year. Like if you go to if you go to pumpkinfestival.org, you can see a picture of it. They have like this huge, in the center of town, they have like this huge multi-tiered platform with pumpkins on it that they had last year. You know, it was like four or five stories tall of pumpkins and they lined the streets and everything. And so I was going, oh, that's cool. But then I noticed that it was the 24th Pumpkin Festival. I'm like, you know what? Maybe I'll go next year when it's the 25th because I'm sure they're going to pull out all the stops for it. And then the day after, and I promptly forgot about it until the day after the Pumpkin Festival. When what do I read in the news? There's huge riots at the Keene Pumpkin Festival. I could have been there, Adam. I was close. I was close to have being, would have been being there. Is there a, what the hell's that?
Sorry. Mittens is saying hi, everyone.
Oh,
hello.
Hi, Mittens. You know what? Before we get too much further into the weeds here, it is 10:14 on a Tuesday evening, and that can, of course, mean only one thing, that we are streaming live on pride48.com. Adam, who is joining us in the chat room this evening?
Ambergris, Cosmic G, Daddy Dave, Good Humor Penguin, Carrie, FOS, Q Sledge, Spiffy, Toppy Smelly, Wit, Sexy Wit, who never appreciates it when I say that, Ramble Redhead, that's it.
That's it.
It's a small but iconoclastic chat room this evening.
Here's my question. What is FOS? I'm going to guess that FOS, before she answers this, I'm going to guess that FOS stands from Free of Serenity.
Oh, that's a good guess. I had no idea, but that is a good guess.
Or maybe it means, well, she's not the father of Serenity. I don't know what it is. I don't know. But here's the thing. I got this email tonight. You know, by the way, this is not a video podcast, but I did get my new glasses tonight, the ones to replace the ones that
play into the video crowd.
No, I'm just saying these are the ones that replaced the ones.
I'm the only one that can see that.
Oh, friend of the show. Friend of the show, Carrie. That's what it is. The FO.
They're very attractive.
No, what I said. So I was on my way into the place to get my new glasses tonight when I got this text. I got a text message on my phone. And, you know, because I'm a young hip kid, that's how we talk nowadays. We talk on the text. And so I got this text on the phone, and it was like, are you free for lunch while you're in L.A.?
Okay.
I had no idea who it was. It was like, I didn't recognize the number. I didn't know who it was. And it was just like, what the hell? I wonder who this is.
Have you ever had the experience where you had a hookup, like, and then, like, a year later or some strange shit, you get a message from this person saying, hey, are you horny or something? And you have no idea who it is. Anyway. Maybe it was something like that. Did you have a hookup in L.A. a year ago?
No, I didn't. Because, you know, I can honestly say, let me run back through my memory here and make sure that I'm telling you a truth. Let me make sure that I am truth-telling here. I have never, I was going to say I've never had a hookup in L.A. That is incorrect. I have indeed had a hookup in L.A. And it was the weirdest damn hookup ever in the history of the world. There was this guy that I met.
This guy in L.A.
I met this guy in Tampa. Like, this is there's a bar in Tampa called Trax, which is where everybody
Guru
went.
Guru Nudie?
Yeah, when Guru Nudie went to Trax. But so there's this bar in Tampa called Trax. This is a long time ago. I was in my 20s. And I met this guy, and we went out for like two times we went out on like two different dates. And of course, you know, yeah, we hooked up, right? But, you know, I liked him, he liked me. But sadly, on our second date, he found out that he, got offered a job in L.A. that he just couldn't turn down. It was a great show. I mean, it was a great job. So he left to go to L.A. So it was one of those sad things. Oh, well, you know, what could have been, right? You know, we liked each other. That, you know, whatever. Well, we'll try to stay in touch and whatever. So he gets out there. He gets out to L.A. and he, like, settles in for a month or whatever. And I didn't completely forget about him, but, I wasn't thinking about him. And then I get this phone call from him. And he's like, hey, I have, like, 6 plane tickets to fly back to Florida that my company provided. And I'm not...
Wow, that was a really good hookup.
And I'm not going to use them all. This is, you know, so that he could... It was part of his moving package or whatever. And he's like, so I asked today if they could turn one of those around. And they said, yes. So do you want to come to L.A.? And I was just like, I've never been to L.A. He's like, yeah, why don't you come out to L.A.? The Grateful Dead is playing at this concert in the grassy knoll up in San Francisco. So come to L.A. We'll spend a couple of days here, and then we'll fly to Burbank, and then we'll go out to meet my friends in San Francisco. Or we'll fly out of Burbank to San Francisco, and we'll meet my friends there, and then we're going to go to this Grateful Dead concert, and then we'll go to Disneyland, and it'll be fun. Right. Now, I think we went to Disneyland first. Anyway, it doesn't matter. The point is...
Well, you were all in when he said Disneyland.
Yeah, I was all in. So I'd never been to L.A. before. So I jumped at it and said, hell yeah, I'll take a free trip to L.A. That sounds great. So I go out there. I fly out there. I meet up with him. We did Disneyland first because we went to Disneyland, right? So, like, I was staying in his apartment, you know, like, we slept together the first night. We went to Disneyland. I thought we had a great day at Disneyland. Maybe I was wrong. I don't know. We had a great day at Disneyland. But then we flew to San Francisco. And then once he got around all of his other friends, he got really weird and he wanted to have nothing to do with me. Right. So I was
going to say, did he go to the bathhouse first and then take you to Magic Castle?
No. So let me finish my story now. So we're in San Francisco now. Right. So half of my stuff, more than half of my stuff, most of my stuff that I traveled with is in his apartment in L.A., which I don't even know where that's at. The other stuff that I just brought for overnight is in some apartment in San Francisco, which I also don't know where it's at. I'm now at a Grateful Dead concert in the middle of nowhere that I also don't know where it's at. And they all decide to drop acid and they left me.
Oh,
so
lovely.
So I'm now at a Grateful Dead concert in the middle of San Francisco somewhere. No idea where, you know, this apartment is that has my smaller bag of luggage and also my ticket back to L.A. Also don't know where the apartment is in L.A. to get the remainder of my stuff, and also has my ticket back to Florida. So I'm just like, I start to have a mini little panic attack, right? I start to have this mini panic attack, and I'm thinking, what do I do? What the hell do I do? Who do I call and, like, you know, get bailed out of the situation? And as luck would have it, Adam, I had just broken up with a guy named Gordon. And it was a very...
What?
And it was, I mean, there's a spoiler, and it was a very bad breakup. It was a very bad breakup. And I thought anyone that I called to help me out of the situation, he's going to find out about it. Gordon's going to find out about it. And then he's going to, like, you know, laugh at me and hold that over me. Right. And this was a really bad breakup. So I did not want to give him one single fucking inch. And somehow in that moment, I collected the strength of will to just be like, you know what? Fuck it. I know where I'm at. I have a credit card. I'm fine. I can call a cab or whatever. But you know what? I'm not going to give up. I'm going to go find these drugged out acid smoking people or acid taking people. I found them, rode back to San Francisco, got on the plane, went to LA, collected my luggage and then left, went and stayed in a hotel for the last 2 days and flew home. So there you go. End of story, Adam. I don't even remember what the original point of this whole story was.
Something about a
had I ever hooked
from LA.
Had I ever hooked up? Yes. Had I ever hooked up in LA?
So was it the guy that you hooked up with in LA?
Yes.
But I'm so sorry that I was so rude to you and tripped on acid. I would like to take you to lunch.
That is.
I was listening to Catching Up. And I heard...
No. The text, as it turns out, the one that was asking me if I was free for lunch in LA, as it turned out, was Carrie, friend of the show, Carrie, who is here in our chat room this evening.
She doesn't live in LA.
She says she lives near LA.
Oh, I didn't. I thought she lived like in Idaho.
Lived like somewhere far away. But she,
Midwest.
She wanted to know if I was free for lunch at any point in time during my LA trip. So today I talked to Joe Batanz, who is just, it's hard to talk to Joe Batanz. It's very hard to talk to Joe Batanz. I didn't call him. I texted him.
I have something to say about that.
I know it's on the Trello there and I want to get to that, but Carrie says in the chat room, she lives in California. So I talked to Batanz today. I'm just like, hey, when we go to the castle on Monday, when we go to the Magic Castle, what time do we need to leave? So now I'm thinking, I still have to talk to Nico about it. But now I'm thinking that maybe I just won't go to Disney on Monday. And instead, I will meet up with Carrie and Ethan and possibly Serenity and have lunch and hang around with them. And I'm sure Nico would be happy to do that too. So it'll be Nico and Carrie and Ethan and Serenity and myself. And we'll kind of hang out. And then we'll go meet up to do the Magic Castle later in the day.
Joe thinks that you're old. And that you couldn't handle Disney and the Magic Castle in the same day. So he'd probably approve of that plan.
He brings that up every time I talk to him. He's like, you know, doing Disney and the Magic Castle in the same day, that's a lot.
This Daniel Brewer, he thinks.
That's a lot.
That he's going to be able to go to Disney and then the Magic Castle.
And I even said to him tonight, it's not like I'm dragging around a wife and four kids. It's like, I've been to Disney 100 times. I'm just there to hang out with friends. I'm not stressing. I'm not like running all over the park. I'm just there. I'm an adult. I go to Disney. I drink a margarita or whatever. I hang around with friends. And if we go on a ride, we do. And if we don't, that's fine.
Is Joe Batanz Candyman?
No, why would...
Like from the horror movie?
I don't even know what that means.
Isn't Candyman the movie where you say Candyman 3 times or something and he shows up behind you
Here's the thing. Because I want you to talk about Joe Batanz, but here's the thing. For those of you listening that don't know this, Joe Batanz is in the chat room. But
he just showed up when we started.
Let me finish. He's not listening to the show. He even says so there in the chat room. He's not listening to the show. Because he told me in that same text message earlier, he's like, I'm not going to listen to your show tonight because I had nothing to listen to this week because I blew through all the content live. So he's not listening. He's not going to hear this until the actual recording comes out. So chat room, if you want to play some of those games... If you want to play some games with Joe Batanz, if you want to mess with Joe Batanz's mind, start saying, oh my God, why would you say that about Joe Batanz? Or no, that's too obvious. Say something like, you know what? When I met Joe, he was a perfectly lovely person and I don't believe
actually, you. Actually, they should come up with some way to make him think we're not talking about him.
That's
because
true.
That would really piss him off.
Absolutely true.
They went an episode without talking about me?
How can that possibly be? You know, we did get name dropped on the front of that show, though, on the front of that Catching Up show. Anyway, it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
So I'm just saying that I might get to meet Carrie and Ethan and possibly Serenity and have lunch with them and hang around with them. And Nico, then Nico would also get to meet Carrie. And it's like, I don't know that anyone has met Carrie yet from the Pride 48 world.
Well, I haven't.
Well, you know, Adam, you'll be in Las Vegas. So tell me about Joe Batanz. Why does it say here on the thing that, now, you know, he said on that Catching Up show that you kept him on the phone for three hours.
Please. So first of all, I don't like to talk on the phone. Now, Joe Batanz is not going to believe this because we talked so long, but we're in a relatively early phase of our relationship as friends.
Yes.
Well, actually, I don't know if Joe Batanz considers me a friend. He considers me a listener.
Well, you are a friend of the show.
So he says,
you are a friend of the show. You are the friend of the show, Adam Burns.
So So Joe Batance calls me, and I don't know if he's ever called me before. We've text messaged quite a bit, but I'm not sure if he's... we have spoken on the phone, but I'm not sure if he's called. Anyway, so he calls me out of the blue Friday. And I had just gotten home, and I just laid down on the couch and had one of my shows from the DVR machine.
From the DVR machine.
Whatever. I was trying to think what Fatty would call it, but I don't
know. From the VRC.
The VRC. And then... I see Joe Batance, come up on my caller ID. And I was like, man, I don't want him to think I'm avoiding him. And I like, I like talking to people. I mean, I like talking to him, but I hate talking on the phone. And I just got home and I just laid down with my Mountain Dew, my Diet Mountain Dew, and my VCR, my VRC, whatever.
Yes.
But I was like, you know what? I got to answer because I don't want to be rude and I don't want to start our relationship this way. If it had been
so this is like the honeymoon phase of the relationship where you like you don't fart in front of him and you make sure that you make sure that your teeth are always brushed. You have breath mints. Oh, Joe Batance is coming. You better grab a breath mint.
Exactly. So I answer the phone.
Yes.
This Joe Batance. Well, I don't even remember what he called about. Because I don't know, but he proceeded to like tell me something that pissed him off.
Probably Boo Hacker.
And then interview me for like 3 hours. I think at 2 hours in, like, ask me all these questions. I mean, I felt like I was on like a couch, like at a therapist office. And I'm pretty open about everything. So I just was like spilling my guts to Joe Batance. He's probably writing a book.
He's bored. He's bored. So, the man runs a food truck where he makes sandwiches. And he has no customer. So he's bored. So he just like sits there and calls people.
So anyway, long story short. 3 hours later,
a 3 hour call.
We finally hang up the phone, and this is the way Joe Batance ends the call.
Screw you, Mike Lawson.
He's like, Adam, did you enjoy catching up with me? No joke. He's like, see, Adam, you always give a shit about this catching up, but look, we just caught up. Wasn't it fun? Anyway, I'm like, Joe Batance, I'm not talking to you because I'm a listener of your show.
Oh, so sorry. Hold that thought, though. Hold that thought. Well, let's go right here to the old death phone.
Yeah, yes. Hi, guys. I'm here for the celebrity death phone.
Yes, yes.
Elizabeth Penner, actress.
Who?
Dead at 55.
Who?
Bye.
Elizabeth Penner? I don't know. I don't know if we give him that or not. It's Pena. I don't know if we give him that or not.
Well, we could listen down the line and see if anyone pronounced it correctly.
Let's
Nico might be the only one.
Let's take let's go to the next one in order. Let's see. Let's see what this one said.
Hi, I'm calling the Celebrity Death Line. This is Joey Buhecker. Elizabeth Pena, a Hispanic actress, well-known Hispanic actress.
Pena.
So I'm pretty Cuban.
Pretty sure it is Pena.
It is. There's a little squiggly, a tilde or
Pena,
whatever it's
called. No, not Pena and not Pena. Let's see. TJ. TJ, do you have it?
Hello, Divious Intent guys. This is TJ from Nowhere calling for the Celebrity Death Phone. Actress Elizabeth Pena.
There we go.
October 15th, 2013. She was in Down and Out in Beverly Hills and La Bamba and Rush Hour, and she apparently did a voice for The Incredibles as well. Died in Los Angeles after a brief illness.
Excellent. Congratulations, TJ. You get an entry into the contest. And I'm so sorry, RT Cruiser and Joey Buhecker. I'm very sorry. It was Elizabeth Pena. By the way, it's a little known fact. She's from Nicaragua.
Can we move those somewhere so we know which ones we played?
Yes, we can.
Are we just going to remember?
We could make a new thing. We could make a new thing.
Are you doing it or you want me to do it?
I can figure out how to do that here. Or you can.
You talk. I did it.
Okay, then do it.
I did it already. So anyway, I just wanted to mention one brief thing. Since we're on the, have you ever noticed that we go through like podcast phases where we talk about a podcast for 4 or 5 episodes over and over and over again? And then like, anyway.
No, I don't. Wait, no, explain what you mean. What do you mean?
Well, like, it's all about me. We went through a streak where people thought we were like the All About Me cast. It's All About Me cast or something. Right. And now for the past, since Vegas, we've been talking a lot about catching up. But here's the thing.
We were talking about Carrie. Here's the thing. And I don't think this is any secret. If you go back and listen to our extensive back catalog, it is very clear what we do. We talk about people that talk about us. When people play with us, we play back. And that's really all it is. We talk about Joey Buhaker when Joey Buhaker talks about us. We talk about, we talk about Donna when Donna talks about us. We talk about the Greetings for Nowhere girls when they talk about us. We talk about It's All About Me. But it's, you know, all about me. They didn't say anything about us this last episode.
You, I don't know what you're doing. You moved two that we'd played to the archive and two that we haven't played. So I don't know what your plan is there.
My plan is that at the end of the day, the Death Phone list will only have the winners. And then the ones...
No, we have to know which ones to play at the end of the show.
Oh, I see what you're saying. I gotcha.
Anyway,
gotcha.
So anyway, I'm going to say a really brief thing about Mike Lawson, because Mike Lawson is he's a little bit selfish. I have to say this. I have to tell this little story because I thought, how rude of someone. He's on this site... Oh, Jesus.
Joe Batanz is calling you during a show? How dare you? Well, you don't want to be rude. You don't want to be rude. You really should take the call. I mean,
let me see if I can hold on.
I don't want to be rude or anything because I would.
Hello?
Aren't you doing a show right now?
Yeah, I'm doing a show right now.
Anyway, Joe Batanz here, celebrity death, Washington Post editor, Ben Bradley, dead at age 93. That's my entry.
Ben Bradley. I don't know,
yeah,
Daniel. So Daniel can hear you. You can't hear him. So right, Ben Bradley, Washington Post editor.
Mm-hmm. That dad at 90.
Yes, yeah. Portrayed by Jason Robards in the film All the President's Men. Editor of the Washington Post during Watergate. Dude, it's breaking news on Yahoo. If it's breaking news on Yahoo, then yes.
All right. Tell him no, and then we'll just give him a sorry. Right, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Wow,
that was not planned. I just happened to have my phone hooked.
All right, hold on. Before you get back to your story, I just wanted to address the chat room here because that Blue Jeans guy says, I talk about Daniel and Adam, but they never talk about me. Yeah, you're right, Brian, that Blue Jeans guy. We never talk about you. We don't have a whole bit that we talk about and call you Brian instead of David. We didn't spend the last year calling you Brian, that Blue Jeans guy, or thanking you for filling in for us on Tuesday nights. No, you're right. We never talk about you. Yes, we do. We talk about you.
Anyway. So I'll let you guys go over and listen to Catching Up. But what I want to say, Mike Lawson.
Yeah,
he was a nice guy.
We were at that part where you were saying that Mike Lawson is selfish. Go.
Yes. I don't even know how to make this short, but basically there's this site, a community website where people go on. It's kind of like Craigslist and they can hook up with each other. not hook up, but
in a
friendly sort of way. Like, hey, I have this couch I'm giving away. Or, hey, does anyone want to go and see this thing?
Hey,
I
have a big penis. So why don't you come over and
it's
and
not like that anyway. So there was this. There was this posting by this woman who had a ticket to a theater thing.
Yes.
And she says, and it's a $75 seat, but she couldn't use it and whatever. So Mike says, yes, I would love to have that. He barely knows the woman.
I think it was a $70 ticket, but that's fine.
Anyway. They make arrangements and they're going to meet 5 minutes before curtain. And Mike is a little bit chagrined by this because he doesn't like to be that late getting to his seat.
Right.
You know?
Yep.
So he gets there already thinking he doesn't want to wait that long.
Right.
Because that will put him out. Uh-huh. You know, it's not enough that she's giving him a $75 ticket, but she couldn't make it at the time that would make him happy.
Right.
So he's already put out by this.
You forgot, he ran into hot guys and he really wanted to go sit by the hot guys.
So then he ran into some hot guys and they're like, hey, Mike, we heard you had a big penis. We have an extra ticket sitting in between us. We can have a hot penis sandwich right during the middle of this show. Then Mike Lawson proceeds to text this poor woman and tell her a lie. So not only is he selfish, but he's a liar. That I don't even remember what the lie was, but he said some lie.
He said, I have Ebola. I'm sorry, I've just come down with Ebola. I have 72 hours to live.
And he takes the ticket from these hot guys and immediately turns his phone off so that he doesn't feel guilty when she text messages him back.
You are taking this in such the bad light. He turned his phone off so as not to disturb the other patrons of the theater by silencing his phone as he was instructed to do. It's just common manners, really, honestly.
That's it. I now see him in a completely different light.
You now think that my... All right, let's solve this here. Hello.
Yeah, hi, guys. Artie Grizzer for the Celebrity Death Phone.
Yes.
Bit of a sad one, this.
Yes.
Jared Parks, who played Doc on Fraggle Rock, dead at 90. Bye.
Oh, do you remember Fraggle Rock?
Down in Fraggle Rock, down in Fraggle Rock.
Do you remember the,
Yeah, I used to watch it.
Let's see.
I think it came on before school.
Well, it was an HBO show, so it came on at many times. Let's see. Where is the...
Well, maybe I saw reruns before school.
Yeah, it could be. It could very well be. We will... Congratulations, RT Cruiser. You know, one of my favorite Muppet things ever was a... what was it called? It was called a Very Muppet Christmas, I think. It was a TV special. A Muppet.
I don't know the name.
It was a Muppet Christmas. Yes,
Carol.
There we go. No. It was a Muppet Family Christmas, and it had every single Muppet from the Muppet Show, every single Muppet from Sesame Street, and every single Muppet from Fraggle Rock, all in the same thing. So there was Fozzie Bear's grandmother had this winter house that they were going to go to stay at, but it turns out that Doc from Fraggle Rock had also rented the house and he was going to stay there. And so the Fraggles were there, and then Ernie and Bert show up, and I'm trying to find this scene here because this is my absolute favorite scene ever in TV history, is when Ernie and Bert ring the doorbell and Doc answers the door. Let me see if I can find this here. No. I won't be able to find it because this is the entire show. So, anyway, it was the Muppets Family Christmas. It was 1987, but it was still my all-time favorite Christmas Christmas show, because the Swedish Chef is in the kitchen and then he meets Big Bird and he just goes crazy because he thinks that, you know, he's going to make this big turkey out of Big Bird. So, hilarity ensues is what I'm trying to say.
Fantastic.
You just don't care.
Excellent.
You just don't care, do you?
Hey, I have a question for you.
What would your question be, sir?
What are you talking about, Mittens Solo?
So, I like the way that you just, you know, no transition here whatsoever.
Well, that was in a card that you had already mentioned, so I didn't know if you passed by it and I wasn't listening.
I didn't say anything about the cyberbullying either, and I don't know that I... All right, so today, I don't know if you noticed this or not, but
I really phased out while Daniel was covering that card.
There was... Wow, this is just a crap show, isn't it? This is a crappy show because I'm just all over the road. You're not reining this in, Adam. You're not keeping
us
on point.
Go ahead.
I was going to say, today on Facebook, I saw that Mittens, your Mittens, posted his pictures from his trip, his solo YOLO. I don't know if you saw that or not.
Oh, no, I don't pay attention to that. He sends me, he is such a Instagram whore. And Facebook whore. I have never seen someone post so much on. Everything has to be Instagrammed.
He posted it on the Facebook. Anyone on Facebook that follows him can see it. He posted these bunch of pictures. Where did he go? He went to Manila. Not Manila. He's in Manila.
He went to Boracay.
Yeah, Boracay. And he posted all these photos from there and him out on the beach. And
he sent me pictures as he was doing this. So I don't have to see them again on Facebook. But yeah, he went to Boracay, which is a really nice beach resort. And apparently it's an island all to itself, I think. I may be completely wrong.
It is.
In the Philippines, everything is an island.
Because he got to be on the boat over there just going by himself over there.
Yeah, to get there, literally, I mean, he has to trek through the jungle a little ways, go to an airport, fly for about an hour, get off the plane, take some kind of shuttle to a boat that then boats him over to this island,
and then
he has to walk over coals to get to the, I don't know, but anyway, he went to Boracay, and one day maybe I'll go with him. But yes, I did not see the posting on Facebook, but he sent me photos. He texted on Viber. He sent me photos the whole time he was there. It was his first solo trip.
Yes, and he posted all about it. Not just the pictures. He made a big huge. That is the most text I've ever seen come out of Mittens' Facebook page ever. He wrote a good six or seven paragraphs.
I think before we met, he used to have a blog where he would write about his travels and stuff. But it was pretty mellow and depressing.
So here's so the other thing that's on that card, and because this is the other thing that happened today, is that there was this. I should just save it. I'll talk about it next week. There was. I've unfollowed my first person. I unfriended. I guess I've unfollowed people before. I unfriended someone on Facebook today. It was very fun.
It's invigorating.
It's very fun because you know, she was being a bully is what she's saying. She was being a bully to this guy that he's not even a friend of mine. He's a guy that I grew up with. And actually, I was quite mean to the kid when I was younger. I remember that we all kind of like picked on him and stuff. And so I guess karma or whatever just kicked in because I felt the need to stand up for this kid. Who's no longer a kid. He's in his 40s. But the point is that she was just very concerned that he was dating someone who she deemed to be too young for him and was just like sitting there trying to like shame the guy on it. And he was just kind of like, you know what? They're both adults. And if they want to date, then what the fuck business is it of yours? You're just being a bully. Anyway, I unfriended her. So it was
my dilemma when it comes to those kinds of things is I never remember which sites let the person know that they've been unfriended, blocked, and or whatever, and which don't.
Right.
And I don't want them to know. I want to sneak away quietly. And, you know, when Grindr first came out, I was so happy because it didn't let the person know that you had blocked them. Like Adam for Adam, it would come up. You have been blocked by this person. You cannot send them an email.
Yes.
So you would know. But Grindr, your photo would just disappear from their stream or from their grid. And so, you know, they may just think that you logged off or you moved away or whatever because it's location based. And then one time, after Grindr had been around for a while, I blocked this guy. And then I don't know if he started a new profile or whatever, but he came back on and was like, yeah, you fucker, you blocked me 2 weeks ago. And I was like, I felt so bad. Anyway, I never block people because I never know if they're going to know. What if they find out?
Here's the thing. Her last comment to me was, well, if you don't like it, then unfriend me. So I did. So, you know, whatever. I don't care. If she finds out, then she does. And if she doesn't, I don't know. I have a totally public Facebook account. Like everything I post is public and I don't block people that, you know, like you can get to my Facebook page, whether you are my friend or not. I don't like private anything on it. So I don't know if she would even know that I had unfollowed her or not, or unfriended her, whatever the hell. I don't care. It really doesn't matter. The point is, she was being a bully and I'm tired of just like letting them win. So I stood up to the bully is what I'm trying to say. Yay me.
I have one more quick thing.
Ooh. Did I move the other one over? Is this really him calling again? All right. Yes. Hello.
Yeah, hi guys, Artie Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. Former Australian Prime Minister and hero to a nation, Gough Whitlam.
Yeah, I'm sorry, you lost me at Australian. So
no, yeah, sorry.
Yeah.
So really quickly, Ole Miss.
Ole Miss,
team.
You know, Ole Miss is my parents' alma mater. That is where they met.
Well, let me tell you something about Ole Miss, Daniel.
Well, tell me something about it.
Their football, my football team.
The Bulldog. No, I'm sorry, the Rebels.
The Rebels.
Yes, the Rebels.
Is doing fan-freaking-tastic this year.
They have kicked goals and made scores.
I am telling you what. I think they're number three,
Number
two or three, number, like in the SEC.
Out of how many?
I don't know how many there are. It's huge. The
Southeastern
Conference.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, but if there's only like four teams, then being number three really isn't that.
Well, it's the top 25, but I think there are more than 25 even. Anyway, this is how good they're doing. They played the Tennessee Volunteers last Saturday. They won 34-3.
34-3. Now, just real quickly, Adam, real quickly. Tell me look at me. Don't look down. Look at me. Look in the camera. Tell me, how would you score 34 points in a football game? Go.
Oh, God. I would have to do a lot of math. Well, you would get 7 touchdown. No, let me see. Hold on. 7 times something is 28. What's 28 divided by 7?
Uh-huh. Yeah. Uh-huh.
It would be a certain number of touchdowns with a field goal and one without. Or you could have had, there are lots of different ways to do it, actually. A touchdown can give you 7 points if you get the field goal.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Or you can also get a field goal, uh-huh, which is 3 points.
3 points, yes.
And then there's a 2-point conversion that you can get. So there are lots of different ways that you could get to that number, and I don't know how they – I don't know. Like, I know that the Volunteers would have gotten a field goal because all they got was 3 points.
Three, right. And your Mississippi got how much?
34.
34. So not quite five touchdowns, because that five touchdowns, actually, it could be five touchdowns, but they missed.
Five touchdowns, and they missed one field goal.
They missed one extra point. I don't think it's called. I don't think it's called a field goal at that
point. But whatever,
point
they're kicking it between the goal.
There you go.
Anyway,
wow.
I'm a football aficionado. Let me tell you, I was in marching band for like 30 years.
Yes.
I watched a lot of football. Anyway.
Let me ask you this question. Listen, you're in halftime show.
Mm-hmm.
You're playing the theme to Pac-Man from the Saturday morning cartoons. You are assigned to the ghost. Name the brass instruments that would be on the row above you in that marching order.
What?
Go.
I don't know what you're talking about. I don't even know what the Pac-Man theme is. I don't know what the relevance is.
I don't know. I was trying to relate it to a band question, to some kind of football game band.
Anyway,
question.
So it doesn't matter. So they're number three in the SEC, and they have won seven games and lost zero. So they are doing fantastic this year.
Wow.
And which is not usual. Like this is an unusual thing.
Hold on. Just hold that thought. Just a second.
Yeah. Hi, guys. Auntie Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Zone. Slap pickings this week. But Isaiah Mikey Owens, keyboardist for Jack White of White Stripes fame.
What?
Dead at 38. Bye.
What fame?
Sometimes I have to Google his shit.
Yeah.
And this was Isaiah Icky Owens.
Yeah.
Who was a keyboardist.
Yes.
For some band.
Some band. So you Googled it.
Was it White Stripes? I didn't think that band was still around, but that's what it sounded like.
But he could have been the...
He was 34. He couldn't have been the keyboardist for White Stripes back when they were popular. They were around when my brother was in high school.
Icky Owens. Let's see. He was an American keyboardist known for his work with the Mars Volta, Jack White, and an array of bands.
Is Jack White the name of the band?
No, he played with someone named Jack White. I've never heard of the guy before.
What's the band?
The Mars Volta.
I don't think so.
He also played with Free Moral Agents, De Facto, and the Long Beach Dub All-Stars.
No. So anyway, I'm going to be really quick, I promise. So they're doing really good.
You can take as much time as you'd like.
I understand.
I believe you were saying, sports ball wise, they have made a touchdown with an extra point to zero, right? 7-0.
Yeah, their season. That's their season. They've won seven games. Anyway, so I've been wanting to take Mittens to a football game since we met. Because
does he want to go?
Yeah, he does. And it's fun. I mean, it's a good experience. You know, you get a hot dog, you watch guys in tight pants. It's fine. You know, the marching band show's good. So, and he wants to go. Like, we're all about new experiences, and that's something he's never experienced before. And I've been wanting to go to an Ole Miss game again because that's where I went to school. So I thought this would be the perfect year. But my brother, just like a month ago, when I saw him, said, "Hey, Adam, I should come up to Northwest Arkansas and we should go to the Ole Miss Arkansas game together."
And so you now, don't want to take Mittens because...
No, I do want to take Mittens. I don't want to go with my brother. Brother and I have nothing in common.
We'll take Mittens with you and all three of you go.
Well, that would be awkward.
Why?
My boyfriend and my brother.
Yeah?
Well, because, you know, I'm not completely open and honest with my family.
Your brother knows you're gay.
And anyway, so that's my dilemma. I've got to buy tickets soon because they're almost out. And I don't know whether to buy two or three. And if I decide to take Mittens and not my brother, then I don't know how to break it to him. You know, hey, I'm going to go with my roommate instead of you. But I would much rather because if I don't go, if I don't take Mark with me, I'm going to have to buy tickets to two football games because I promised I was going to take him this year. The other one is the LSU Arkansas game. Oh, I hate LSU. I hate it.
But why? Wait, anyway. Why couldn't you? I don't understand. It's not like you and Mittens are going to be making out.
Well, no, that's true.
So you take him. I mean, I'm right. So I mean, like, I've been with you and Mittens together in New York City. It's not like you were made out or whatever. It's not like you guys are like. And it's like, so what? That's like seems like a really tame thing to do, to go to a football game with it. And then if he, you know, if he knows
it's
you're gay,
it's less
then
of
he knows
a gay thing. And more of a, you know how shy Mark is.
He's going to be shy at a football game. But that's the beauty of it. At a football game, you don't have to say anything.
Well, anyway, the Rebels are kicking ass, taking names this year. That's all I got to say. Hotty toddy.
That's all you got to say.
Hotty toddy, motherfucker.
What is...
Oh, it's a chant. The chant. They probably changed it because they've changed every other damn thing about the school.
Wow.
The mascot's now the Black Bear. Anyway, it was hotty toddy, gosh almighty, who the hell are we? Hey, flim flam, bim bam, Ole Miss, by damn. What? That's the cheer.
Why does the bear got to be black?
I don't know. That's what they went with. They went from being the Rebels to being Black Bears, I think. I'm pretty sure.
All right. Are you done?
Anyway, they're doing good.
They're doing good.
Yes, great. I'm done.
Great. Let's see. You talked about Mike Lawson being selfish.
I'm done.
You talked about your very long conversation with Joe Patance. Mm-hmm. You talked about your football dilemma.
I did.
So I guess you're done.
I am.
Excellent. Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick erase it, write it. DI Plus Technology segment brought to you by Kathy Bacon. Just cuz. Just cuz. Here's the thing. I threw this over in the text segment just because this is not really technology, but it is technology. Have you seen these tech free days that these people are trying to do?
I have not.
All right. So like Kathy Bacon, right? Kathy Bacon.
This Kathy Bacon.
She likes talking about how she's going to do a technology that tonight is No Device Tuesday.
Where
we will entertain each other for 3 hours. We are going to do this Tuesdays and Thursdays because they feel like they're spending too much of their time on their devices.
Why did she pick the night when DI Plus is streaming live?
Because, you know, she hates us. But here's the thing. I'm getting so sick of this shit. I am getting so sick of these people that are like, I'm totally addicted to Facebook. We should all have like a Facebook free Friday, or we should all like have a technology free Tuesday, and let's all get together and do this. Or hey world, I'm going to have a technology free afternoon. I'm just letting you know. You know what? Fuck you. If you don't want to use technology, then don't. But you don't need to like act like it's some kind of crack or something and tell the rest of us that you're going to do it. Do you not get how like just insanely arrogant that is to basically tell everyone else that I'm not going to use that nasty technology for a few hours because I'm so much better than you? It's like, whatever, then don't use it. Why do you have to tell us? Why? I don't get it.
You know what makes me even more irritated is people who proclaim to the rafters, scream from the highest mountaintops that they don't watch TV.
Yeah.
No, I hate it. They're like arrogantly saying, oh no, I don't watch TV.
I don't watch TV.
I am an intellectual.
Well, you know,
I read books.
Well, that's fine.
I study things.
I guess here's the thing. It's great if you don't do these things, and it's great if you don't use technology. I guess my problem with it is using social media to basically tell everyone that you're not going to use social media. It's like, get over it. Just stop it. If you're not going to use it, then don't use it. That's all I'm trying to say. It's kind of like when you and I were in New York and we were taking pictures. We were taking photos and tweeting them out and posting them on Facebook and stuff. And we had some people coming in going, you're not living in the moment. You need to quit sending out pictures. You're not living in the moment and enjoy your... It's like, we're all sitting at the table with our phones taking pictures together. I don't know how much more in the fucking moment I can be. It's like,
yeah, and then
this
we'll
is kind of what we...
to remember it
This
by.
Is kind of what we do. Anyway,
I mean every time that you go.
I didn't mean to turn this into a big rant or anything. I'm just saying the Kathy Bacon, really, you had to choose
Daniel.
Tuesdays. You had to choose Tuesday evenings to do your little
Tuesday evenings.
Tuesday.
Daniel,
evenings.
Everybody knows before you do anything on a trip.
But first, let me take a selfie.
You have to take a selfie.
There you go. So I wanted to talk just briefly about my Moto X. I don't know if you are aware of the fact that I do another show with, what's your name?
I cannot keep up with your shows.
I do another show called Walkahol that I do with
Gene. Did you do a show called Moto X Cast now?
No, I do another show.
I do
a World of Warcraft podcast with my good friend Gene. It's called Walkahol. We do it now. But here's the thing. I got my Moto X and it was great. I loved it. I thought it was great. And then Gene decides that she's going to get a Moto X. And posted on the Google Plus, you know, like, oh, I just ordered my new Moto X. And then everyone starts going, oh, I'm going to follow suit. That sounds like a great idea. And I'm just like, I was the one that posted that first. How dare she steal my idea and then get all the glory for it?
How dare she?
Here's what I want to say. You know that you and I both listen to the same tech podcast, right? So we listen to, Leo Laporte, who has now dogged the Moto X. Leo Laporte hates the Moto X now. He loved it.
Only battery life.
But that's the thing. He used it for a day and then proclaimed that the battery life was crap. And I will say this. The first day that I used my Moto X, it had maybe 10 or 11 hours of battery life. But I let it go all the way down to like 1% and then I charged it fully. And since that time, since that first day, I regularly get 16 to 17 hours out of my battery every day with regular use, which is what other people are reporting on the forum. So it's just kind of like, I don't know why Leo thinks that the battery life on this phone is bad. It's not. It's actually got really decent battery life. So I just want to call bullshit on his whole crappy battery life thing.
So are you loving it?
I love my Moto X. It's great.
Do you say, wake up, Moto X, or whatever it is you say all the time?
I don't. I actually turned off the voice assist just because I don't ever use it.
Maybe that's what's eating up his battery. Maybe they fucked something up on the new one. Because the first Moto X, they said they had to have some special processor just for the listening.
Well, this one also has the same processor for that. But the active assist is not the thing that eats up battery. It's a very low power thing and it's always listening. Here's the problem. And it's a little bit kludgy, right? Because you say, okay, Moto X to wake up your phone. And then you ask it a question and then it uses Google to look at it. Whereas if you just turned on your phone and said, okay, Google, and then ask the question, it's faster. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I do with my phone?
What do you do with your phone?
The thing that I do with my phone now every night.
Masturbate?
No. The thing that I do with my phone is I say, okay, Google, set alarm for 7 a.m.
Yeah.
Setting alarm.
And that's what I do.
That seems like that took a long time.
That's all I do my voice assist for is setting alarms now.
I use mine a lot for like navigating and stuff, like, you know, like navigate to, you know, to the office or navigate to navigate to and I'll give a restaurant name or navigate to like the iPlace or something.
Oh,
like
I do that. I'll say if I go somewhere and I'm not quite sure how to get home, I'll say directions home.
Yeah. I always use my navigation to get to and from work just because it, now that Waze is incorporated with it, if there's a wreck or, you know, if something, it will redirect me without me having to worry about it. So it will, you know, just send me down a different route to avoid the accident and whatnot. But I use my phone. I really do. I love my Moto X. I'm very happy with it. I'm very pleased with it. It is the exact same size as the Nexus 5, by the way. So it's not any bigger footprint wise than the Nexus 5.
My Nexus 5 has decided to shit the bed. Everything is slow. It crashes all the time.
You need to do a factory reset on it because you're going to get Lollipop in another couple of weeks, and that's going to speed it up.
I'm afraid I'm going to lose something. How do I know for sure that everything's backed up? Like, how do I know that?
What do you think you're going to lose?
Like photos.
Like photos from what?
From the phone.
Like every photo I take is immediately sent up to my Google Cloud account.
Well, I think it is, but how would I verify that?
How would you go to the photos on your phone?
I'm just worried. I'll lose something. I'm not aware of it now, but a week from now I'll think, oh my God, I lost that thing that I really needed.
Then get the titanium backup from the Google Play Store. It's like $4.99 and it'll back up everything.
I think I need to buy an Nexus 6.
No,
even though I have this HTC M8 that I've never used.
Why would you? Did you see how big the Nexus 6 is? Really, you would want that?
It's
bigger than the iPhone 6 Fat. It's huge. It's like 6 inches.
I will say this though. I totally agree with one thing that Leo Laporte says. I totally think that phones are. There's going to be a sweet spot where you no longer need a tablet because I never use a tablet anymore. I do everything on my phone and I don't, a tablet is too much to carry around. So I totally agree with that.
Right. I love it. Yeah, but Tance is now trying to make me feel like he said, oh, Adam is so much quieter. Or Daniel is so much louder than Adam. It's like, no, that's not true.
I don't know. I can't hear how I am.
I don't think that's true. Chat room, tell me if that's true or not. I don't believe it is. Anyway, that was all I was going to say. I love the Moto X. I highly recommend it. And whatever. And what the fuck was that?
I don't know. Probably Facebook.
Was that
on my
you
phone.
Or me?
It was me.
Oh, okay.
Sorry.
I didn't know. I was like, what the hell was that? Buy it, use it, break it, fix it, trash it, change it, melt, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom. No, because it's always important to play yourself out of a segment. Erase it, write it, cut it, paste it, save it, load it, check it, quick rewrite it, but... By the way, before you read the first news story, let me just tell you this. It's All About Me had really funny news stories this week. They all laughed about them. They were great. Catching Up every week has really great news stories. They always laugh. And so the pressure is on here, Adam. I want to hear two news stories that are going to be amazing. They're going to make us laugh. And we're going to just have, it's going to be great. People will walk away from this and go, that was worth the 10 minutes that I just spent on that.
The news segment is our shortest segment of the entire show, and that's not going to happen. I can just tell you that right now. Don't set expectations so high. Oh, by the way, I have to apologize to someone from last week who gave me a news story. I lost it.
It was RT Cruiser, and he emailed it to you.
Did he email it? No, he didn't email it. He just put it in the chat room. I didn't get an email. Anyway, I don't know where it is. So I apologize. It looked like a promising story, and I can't find it now. So, Wisconsin man, armed with 33 sex toys, was arrested after he is accused of throwing them at teenage girls. So it says a man is accused. Oh, shoot. He's kind of cute, actually. A man is accused of flinging dildos out of his car with teenage girls nearby in multiple instances and then lingering in his vehicle to watch them.
Wait, he was lingering? He was flinging dildos and lingering.
He was. Wonder if there's
Did I say dingo or dildo? Did I get it right?
No. He's flinging dingoes.
Flinging dingoes and lingering.
He's a dingo flinger.
He's a dingo flinger is what he is. He should have gone to the Denny.
Well, this is the thing. He's a Milwaukee resident. What else in the hell is there to do except fling dildos out of the car?
That is absolutely as horrible. You should not say that about the lovely people of Milwaukee. You know what? They make beer there. You could brew beer in Milwaukee.
Okay, and it snows, right? So he was arrested and accused of exposing children to harmful materials. He's accused of being involved in three separate instances involving the dildos.
Yes.
His alleged victims range in age from 13 to 15
years old. The victims that he flung the dingoes at.
Yes.
And how are they victimized exactly? I guess you could make the case that, you know, that if the car was moving and he was throwing these hard rubber items at them, that could cause a bruise or something, right? Because the inertia of the car and the weight of the object being thrown over and everything. But if he's in a parked car and he just throws a dildo out onto the ground that lands at these girls' feet, exactly how are they how are they traumatized by this? It's a piece of rubber. Exactly how are they traumatized by this?
Oh, but Daniel, I can't have my little Donna having a plastic penis thrown at her feet.
Hey, it is not
plastic.
She'll
end up at a stripper pole.
Hey, it is not plastic. It is a space-age polymer that achieves that kind of thing.
I don't know. But you know what? I had a Chopped marathon the other night.
Yes.
And there was this weird girl on Chopped who her job is that she owns an adult cake business.
An adult cake business.
Which is fine. It's fine for her to do that. But several times during the Chopped episode, she like licked her lips and said, "I love making penis cakes." Over and over and over, she was talking about penis cakes.
See, now that's funny, and that's not the news story.
Anyway, it's relevant.
I'm just saying. Let me just get this out of the way here. Joe Batanson in the chat room says that Donna is not little. She's like 7 feet tall.
I don't know. Donna, that name just came to my mind. Anyway.
And Carlos said to me, he's like going like, that maybe the guy felt like Oprah. He's like, you get a dildo, and you get a dildo. Everybody gets a dildo. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. A family was shocked to receive text messages from their dead grandmother.
Oh, God.
Who had been buried with her mobile phone 3 years earlier.
Wait. Now, why was she buried with her mobile phone?
Now, I want to say something here, Daniel. We were just talking about battery life. That is some battery life right there.
She does not have a Moto X down. Let me tell you that right now.
So since her grandmother Leslie's death, Sherry Emerson had been sending messages to her phone to help comfort her. The family had buried the 59-year-old with some of her favorite possessions, including her phone, and thought Operator 02, this is a British story, had terminated the number.
Right, yes.
But Miss Emerson from South Shields was left in shock when a reply flashed up on her phone saying, "I'm watching over you and it's all going to get better. Just push through."
You know what would make the story better? If it was a text from Mike Lawson and basically said, "Yeah, you can take me to dinner as long as you're paying." That would have been a news story.
Right.
That would have been the news story.
This, anyway, this was followed by a second message after she asked who it was, saying, quote, a disturbing vegetarian.
There are no vegetarians in the grave. Let me just say that right now. Those worms are not vegetarians. They will eat you in the grave.
So it was a hoax anyway. But
really? You mean that their dad grandmother didn't actually text them from the grave? It was just a hoax.
If their dead grandmother wanted to talk to them from the grave, she would have contacted that Long Island Lolita. No, the Jersey Long Island. What's her name? You know who I'm talking about? The long fingernails and the blonde hair. She's like a white trash version
of Tammy Faye Baker. I'm not. Hold on. Wait. Think on that for a minute. Let's see. Yes. Hello.
Hey, Daniel and M. It's David F. Blue Jeans Guy calling for the Celebrity Death Phone.
Yes.
It seems that famous designer Oscar De La Renta has died at 82.
82.
And believe me, right now the sign is off of a mommy lipstick right now. So unfortunately, the fashion world has lost a great Oscar De La Renta.
Dead.
Dead at 82.
82.
So, like, that was excellent. Brian.
No, that was David at Blue Jeans Guy, who we never talk about, by the way. We never talk about him on our show.
Oscar.
That's what he said. So, Oscar
De La Renta. Yeah. And that's David that Blue. Gotcha.
Correct. All right. Well, there you go. So
that's the news.
That's the news. Oh, great.
The Long Island something.
I'm so glad you helped me get to the fiesta today. Do you know why today is such a special fiesta?
Why, Dora?
It's a birthday fiesta! So let's all sing happy birthday in English and Spanish. Ready?
All right, Adam, I believe we have five birthdays, if I'm reading this correctly. There are five, count them, five birthdays that you are going to play a musical clue to, and I, with no help whatsoever from the chat room, am going to decide, I'm going to discern, I'm going to be like the Long Island medium. I am going to ascertain, or I'm going to...
Teresa Caputo.
I am going to find out. I'm going to guess, basically, is what I'm going to do. I'm going to guess whose birthday it is. This is the theme to Star Wars.
Say that again. I couldn't find the volume.
This is the theme to Star Wars. Correct?
It is. The theme to Star Wars. Yes.
Exactly. So we could take the absolutists view here and say that it is John Williams' birthday if we're going for the composer of the music.
It's not.
So is it an actor or is it someone to do with the production?
You could say actor, yes.
You could say. So it's a bad actor is basically what you're going to say. Oh my God, it's RTD2. No, I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with James Earl Jones.
No.
Harrison Ford.
No.
You're trying to play a sound effect.
Damn it. No, it's a female actor.
Oh, it's Carrie Fisher.
Yes, it is Carrie Fisher.
Excellent.
All right.
Those sound effects are coming through very quiet, by the way.
Sorry, my volume's low on that. Carrie Fisher is 58 years old.
58 years old.
Playing her grandmother in the next Star Wars. No, I don't know.
Have you seen her one-woman show? Because she just babbles. She has that one thing. I was a drug addict. That was her thing. Her thing was she was a drug addict, and she is just milking that for everything it is worth.
It is a one-woman show
about her being Princess Leia and being a drug addict. And then you can read her autobiography, which is about her being Princess Leia and a drug addict. And then you can like see her, you know, talk about being a drug addict when she's doing more drugs.
There's only one person whose one woman show I want to see, and I'll probably always miss it. And it is Mama.
Vicki Lawrence?
Vicki Lawrence, yes. I want to see her show. She does Mama. She does part of her show as Mama, and part of her show is her.
Wow.
Anyway, so that's what she wants to do. So here's the next one, or that's what I want to do.
Okay. These are Stevie Wonder songs, but is that Stevie Wonder actually singing them?
No. You never see it coming, suddenly it's real. Then we met and you made me the man I am today. So I'll give you a little bit of a clue,
yeah, because please,
I didn't really have anything to play for this person. Heartthrob.
You can pull it down some. Pull the volume down. I can't hear you.
Heartthrob.
Yeah, Heartthrob.
Started his career in a musical.
Yes.
And really hot in a recent movie. Yep.
What now when he started in the musical, what era was this? Was the 70s, 80s, 90s, recently?
Oh gosh. He's young. He's in his 20s.
Is it Zac Efron?
It is Zac Efron, yes.
From High School the Musical.
High School Musical, yes. I watched Neighbors this weekend because I thought it was the one where he's laying over a toilet naked.
No, that was a different film.
It's a different one.
All right.
I watched the whole damn movie. Very good.
Just hoping. You sat through that entire god-awful Neighbors film just hoping that
hoping
you were going
to see Zac Efron.
You were
going to
catch a glimpse.
Over a toilet.
You were going to catch a glimpse of Zac Efron's butt. Even though I guarantee you, and I haven't done this, but I guarantee you, if I were to Google right now Zac Efron's butt, I would see photos of it without having to sit through that movie.
I've already Googled it. I know what it looks like, but I thought it would be better live, you know.
But that's not live.
But I mean, the movie. Anyway, so he's 27 years old. He is super hot. There was one naked ass in that movie, but it wasn't his. This is the person who's been watching every Daniel Radcliffe movie recently just to see glimpses of him naked.
Really? So you have a thing for Harry Potter.
And his movies aren't even that good. I'm like,
you know, I watched Kiss You Darlings or Kiss Your Darlings or whatever.
Seen that?
I was sick when I watched it, but God, that was a boring movie.
Woman in Black, Horns is his most recent one.
Really? I haven't seen that one.
It's actually not bad. Anyway, okay, here's the next one. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me. Stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy.
All right.
Hold on. Think I'm crazy. I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh, well, guess
beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public. Excuse me. It's Usher.
It's not Usher.
Okay. It's that guy. They were like the music awards, right? Isn't she famous, the one that was singing the thing, and like now they're a couple together and like he's really abusive and
I'm not sure if they're a couple, but you should know.
Isn't this like North, like didn't they name their child something like silly like Northwest? So it's Kanye West. Because they named their kid North.
Okay, wait, just I pulled up another so you'll get this one. May
I have your attention, please? Now this. May I have your attention? This is Eminem.
This is
Slim Shady. This is Eminem. This is Marshall Mathers.
Yes. So it is Eminem. He did the rap in that Rihanna song that I just played. It's obvious that was Eminem. But anyway, Eminem is 42 years old.
Now, in my defense, Eminem and Usher do look alike. Dun, dun,
dun. No. All right. So we have two more. We'll go on. You may not get this one either, but he has a nice voice, actually. Just a quick figure eight, a tiny infinity.
That's really nothing. All right. You're right. I'm probably not going to get it.
Apparently, the king of elevator music.
He does have a very Adam Levine sound to his voice, but it's not Adam Levine. I'm not saying it's Adam Levine.
He sang Ellen DeGeneres' Happy Birthday on her last season.
It is John Larroquette.
No, he did it with Taylor Swift, who I think he might be dating.
John Mayer.
I think you looked at the chat room.
I might have looked at the chat room.
Yeah, it's John
Mayer. I would not have gotten that one.
He's cute, though. He's cute. John Mayer is 37 years old. Okay, this is the last one, and it is not music. I think this is a recognizable voice.
Stop it.
This is a recognizable voice.
I'm ready.
Here in Texas, owning land has always been a big part of being
a Texan. Stop right there.
But
stop right there.
Veterans like me.
Stop right there. Now, I do not know his name right off the top of my head, but he is a character actor. He played an astronaut in some god-awful old sci-fi show. Oh my God, I know who I could draw.
The thing that I remember him from is The Closer.
I didn't see
that. But you might not have watched that.
I didn't see The Closer.
With Kira Sedgwick, and he was her dad.
Right. Yeah, he's a character actor. He's like one of those characters. He's been in a lot of different things, and he's great, but I don't... He was on Northern Exposure. That's where I know him. He was like Maurice on Northern Exposure.
Yes.
Or not Maurice, but he was...
Yes.
I do not know the actor's
name. You
know
my favorite Northern Exposure character?
Who?
The Native American chubby woman.
Native American chubby woman.
Who was the receptionist in the doctor's office who,
yes,
like hardly ever said anything.
Yes.
She was my favorite.
Well, good.
Okay. His name... Oh, you'll get one of these then. I don't know why the volume's so low on it, because my volume's all the way up. Yeah. But you'll get a... Well, no, you won't. Because the thing's in the way.
I won't.
Yeah, you will. Dun, dun,
dun. Yes.
Anyway, his name is... I lost it. Barry Corbin.
Barry Corbin.
Barry, I love his voice and his southern accent. He's not hot at all, but anyway, you can look him up to see what he looks like. Yes. But Barry Corbin is 74 years old.
70. He is almost an entire Morgan Freeman. I just posted a picture of Zac Efron's butt in the chat room there, in case anyone wants to.
And there are your birthdays. Well, we have Pride 48 birthdays.
Oh,
which
we do. I will regale you with the Pride 48 birthdays, which you can find on the front page of Pride48.com. And if you don't see your birthday there and you would like to, then make sure you sign up for a Pride 48 account. It's free. And then fill in your birthday and say, yes, I would like to be listed on our birthdays. But a very, very happy birthday to Dennis from Colorado Springs, to Frequency, to Carrick and Kenner. Well, we'll save Kenner and Skip because we're going to do another show before them. But so to Dennis from Colorado Springs, Frequency, and Carrick, happy birthday to you.
Great job! Thank you so much for helping me sing my way to La Fiesta. I couldn't have done it without you. See you soon. Hasta luego.
Bye, Dora.
Wrong one.
3, 2, 1.
Contact is the secret, is the moment when everything happens. Contact is the answer, is the reason that everything happens. Contact. Let's make contact.
Excellent. We have a couple of things here in our contact segment.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
It's my turn to do something.
Oh, so sorry.
I need to know the answer to this,
hold
though.
Hold that thought, though. Hold that thought, and let's get to this. I think... Oh, shit. Oh, I'm looking at the wrong one. Oh, thank God. Okay. I was just like, I don't recognize any of these. Hello. Why isn't it playing?
Yeah, hi, guys. RT Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Fans. Either been a good or a bad week, depending on your perspective.
Yes.
But Ox Baker, pro wrestler turned actor. Dead. Bye.
Dead. Ox Baker. Ox Baker, yes or no? We have turned him down a lot tonight.
Has he won at all tonight?
You have the list.
That's true.
Why are you asking me this?
Let's see.
It looks as though he
RT
might.
RT Cruiser already got one tonight, so I'm going to say no.
Aw, so sorry.
I'm not a fan of pro wrestlers.
Aw,
so my question was, do I need to do something still?
Yes, you do. Okay. And I don't know how to post it to you without, here, I'll do it over here.
No, I got it.
You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
All right,
I mean, I see it.
Great. Excellent. Yes, you do need to do that at some point in time. He said, everybody knowing exactly what we're talking about. All right, we have one final call on the Celebrity Death Phone. Let's just go ahead and get that out of the way right now, shall we? Hello.
Yeah, hi, guys. Auntie Drusa for the Celebrity Death Phone. Tim Hauser, founding member of the Manhattan Transfer, dead at 72. Bye.
Manhattan Transfer.
I'll give him that one.
Vocal jazz. Local jazz group there, the Manhattan Transfer. You know, for a moment, I thought he said Tim Horton. I was just like, oh my God, Canada is going to be in mourning now because Tim Horton has died. But indeed, no, it was Tim Hauser. So congratulations, RT Cruiser. A very, nice honorable mention to Nico and David for calling in for Elizabeth Pena and for Nico and RT Cruiser for calling in for Oscar De La Renta. We will play those calls at the end of the show. But you did not win. So sorry. But hey, you know what? We're here in the contact segment and we have a voicemail. Let's listen to it, shall we, Adam? Shall we?
Daniel, I'm listening to BBC and they're talking about gamers.
Yes.
And they're talking about people being really angry with like other gamers.
Yes.
And stuff.
Yes.
And y'all be careful, okay?
Okay.
All right. Well, this is your public service announcement. It's BBC World FM 118. And I'm just like, whoa. Hello? Yeah, I get it. I get it. Bullying. 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 I gotta go.
What does this have to do with bowling? I'm not entirely sure what this has to do with bowling. I believe Ms. Bacon is talking about Gamergate. Is that, you think that's maybe what she's talking about?
Maybe, but I don't know.
Gamergate is one of those things that's been tossed around just casually here, like, oh, I support Gamergate or I'm against Gamergate and blah, blah, blah. And it is the most confusing thing in the universe because it's like it is so many different issues all wrapped into one. I don't know if that's what she was talking about or not. But I will take her under advisement. I will be careful out there and make sure that I am safe. You know, I don't know if you know this or not, Adam, but there is a new expansion coming out for World of Warcraft.
I was not aware.
In fact, the big convention that I'm going to in L.A., where I might meet up with...
BlizzCon.
That's right. And I might meet up with Carrie and whatever. I'm going out there for BlizzCon, which is their big convention. So,
you know, I was just thinking about Carrie and that photo that she posted.
Yeah, the naked one that got pulled down?
Yeah. You know, I mean, it's all sweet and everything.
Mm-hmm.
But can you just see the headlines if Serenity ever decided to run for president?
What?
And so you see the little poster, Serenity for President. And,
yes.
And underneath it, there's a photo.
Of a naked photo.
Of Carrie's, like, tattooed nipple, you know, with Serenity. And, like, some big red circle with an X through it, you know. Or maybe, you know, maybe it could be used as,
okay,
like, a bully pulpit. Is that what it's called?
Sure. Yes.
You know, I'm all for tattooed nipples.
I just love this part of the show where you just go through these weird verbal gyrations to try to say this thing. I love this part. I'm not picking on you. I actually do love this part. I think it's fun.
I'm not trying to end the show.
No, I'm saying that you're just trying to work the
Don't draw attention.
Can I take us out of the contact segment, please?
Pull the curtain back.
Can I?
Yeah, you know what the only segment?
Yes.
The only segment without an outro?
Yes.
Is your least favorite one.
You know what? Here's the thing, Adam. Here's the thing. What? Why don't you talk to Mark from It's All About Me? Talk to Joe Batanz.
And what?
And find out where they're getting their funny news stories from. Because, you know, they're killing it with their news stories. They're funny. Even Secretly Timid. Even Secretly Timid had some really funny news stories that they were that they had going there.
Well, maybe my sense of humor is just different than yours.
But that's what I'm saying. But if I'm the co-host that you have to play off of, then you kind of have to find, you know, news stories that kind of are in both of our wheelhouses. That's what I'm trying to say. It doesn't matter. Here's what I wanted to say, Adam. You know what?
Yes.
I love the news segment. I love you doing the news segment. It's my favorite part of the show, Adam, is that news segment. And the only reason that there's no outro for that is because the news segment is a holdover from the Adam and Maddie show, and you have never given me any kind of stinger
to
use.
There is no outro.
Right.
That's true.
So, yeah, it's not me. It's you. Here's the thing, though. I wanted to bring this up. This coming Saturday, the 25th of October, I'm talking out of my ass here. Let me just pull this up and make sure that I'm...
I was wondering what that was I was looking at in front of your microphone. Right,
it's my ass that I'm talking out of. All right, so here we go. I wanted to bring this up. So if you are around at all this weekend, October 25th...
Me? Am I around?
You, anyone listening to me right now.
Well, I'm not around your area. I am around my area.
It doesn't matter where you are. If you're around the internet, our friend of the show, Curtis Hill, one of the Game Night guys, and also star of the star of the Curtis and Daniel show, is doing a 24-hour game-a-thon to help raise money for the Children's Miracle Network. So he is actually going to be playing video games for 24 hours straight. Not only video games, board games and stuff. You will be able to watch him on Twitch and on Google Hangouts and on his other video streaming thing that we were getting set up this week. There will be stuff on the front page of Pride 48 for you to be able to follow him if you would like to, so that you can watch him play. We can use the Pride 48 chat room if you'd like to chat with him during the weekend as he plays games. And if you happen to be on Xbox Live or on Wii U, and I don't know if he's on PlayStation or not, but if you're on one of those services while he's playing the game, you may even be able to play again. Against him, play live against him while he streams. It's for a good cause. Go over to where can you go? Go to his Facebook page or go to the front page of Pride 48 this weekend in order to donate for him. He is aiming to get $1,000. He is at $850 right now, so he only has $150 left to go. Support him all the proceeds go to the Children's Miracle Network, and you get to watch him, play games for 24 hours. And you don't have to watch the entire 24 hours. I'm just saying, tune in around like hour 22 when he's just totally, fucked, when he's just totally, falling asleep. That's what I'm saying.
What's he going to play? World of Warcraft?
No, I don't know. He's got a lot of games. I have not talked to him about exactly what he's going to play yet, but I'm just saying, go to pride48.com during the weekend and you will be able to find it. I think also that Seder is going to be participating in this on his own. I have sent out an email for him saying that he could also, if he'll give me his information, I'll put it on the front page of Pride 48. But in either way, just check out pride48.com this weekend and support a worthy cause either way. So there you go. That's what I wanted to say.
Oh, it's so funny because Carrie was not in the room. She was putting Serenity in her crate.
Yes.
Or whatever you do with your children at night.
Yes.
And I know that's what I do with my child. But anyway, so she walks back into the room right as I'm saying tattooed nipple, apparently. Right. So right. This Carrie.
This Carrie.
Every time I'm saying something inappropriate about her,
right.
She walks in.
I say the RT Cruiser, I think Adam lost that story, so maybe you should send him that story again.
My computer crashed.
Your computer didn't crash.
It did. No. Actually, I think I got a Windows update. I don't know. All I know is mysteriously sometimes I come in and my computer has rebooted. And the way I save things is I just leave them up on the screen for the next week.
Yes.
So I left that story up on the screen and I came in one day this last week and my computer had rebooted.
You know what you really should do when your computer gets sick?
What should I do, Daniel?
Turn your head and cough. DI Plus is written, recorded, and distributed under Creative Commons. Give us a call on the voicemail line. 2x2 DI Plus, that is 229-234-7587. Or send us an email, contact@dubiousintent.com. And we'll do that thing. We do.
And everyone stick around after the theme song ends or the closing song ends, because we're going to play some leftover voicemail.
Woohoo! That's always fun, to get to do that. That's what you miss when you don't hear a live show. You don't get to hear all these extra little production elements that... I guess if you're listening after the fact, you'll still hear those phone calls. So
You will?
Yeah, I guess you really get nothing for being in the chat room live, but
no.
Nothing,
don't come.
Nothing at all.
That's what I suggest.
But thanks. Thanks for being here. We really do appreciate that.
Yeah.
That was
love you all.
Mean it. This ending just gets longer and longer every time, doesn't it?
No. It's fine.
Good night, chat.
Good night, David.
All right, excellent. Do you have something sad music to play while I play these?
No. Let's see. Sad. Let's see. Let's try this.
There we go. All right. So here we go. Here's our first loser phone call.
Can you hear it?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello, Dubious Intent. It's Nico. I I'm calling in because actress Elizabeth Peña died. She was 55. It's actually kind of sad. That's very young for someone to die. The thing I saw didn't explain why she died, other than she was 55. She was in a bunch, before you asked, she was in a bunch of stuff. She was, like, in a lot of TV shows and movies. I think the thing she did most recently was, like,
Flashdance.
She was one of Gloria's relatives on Modern Family.
Ooh.
Anyway, talk to y'all later. Bye.
Hello, Daniel and Adam. This is David at Blue Jeans. I'm calling in for the Celebrity Death Phone. And it seems that Elizabeth Peña, who was an actress who starred in such films as Jacob's Ladder and La Bamba, has died at 55. Wow, that's very young. So, unfortunately, Elizabeth Peña, dead at 55.
Now I'm just going to close my IMDb that I just read.
Hola, es Nico. So I gather that Oscar De La Renta died. He was like 82, I guess.
83.
But now he's dead. Anyway, Celebrity Death Phone and all that. Talk to you later. Bye.
Final one. Where's that?
You noticed that? Each next voicemail from Nico was in a little bit more Spanish.
I know. Oscar De La Renta.
Again.
De La Renta.
No, he said Soy Nico or something. Right. Like, the next one will be completely Spanish.
Right. Here's one that's not.
Yeah, hi guys. I'm Dick Cruiser for the Celebrity Death Phone. I hope I didn't beat Donna Sugars to the punch on this one. Fashion designer Oscar De La Renta, dead at 82. Bye.
Oh, there we go. That's it. Did you just start playing techno music?
No, I faded it out, but for some reason there's some, probably the effects or something are still up, so it didn't completely fade it.
All right.